This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
My name is Ron Kane. I served with the 101st in Vietnam in 1969.
Ron Kane was newly married at age 21 when he was drafted by the Army. After making a strong showing on a special forces test, Kane became a non-commissioned officer.
I was the highest-ranking NCO when I came in the country. I became immediately the first sergeant. I was platoon sergeant, platoon leader, even for a few days ended up being the company commander.
It was in those leadership roles that forced the split-second decisions that have stayed with him.
Being in charge, I was able to tell people to go maybe on one side of a trail, and I was on the other, and they got killed, and I didn't.
Post-traumatic stress disorder wasn't identified until years after the war ended. Kane was eventually diagnosed with PTSD, but only after years spent burying his memories and struggles.
I think when I came home, I was really normal. I was the normal person. But the longer I'm out, I guess I held in a lot of things.
But not all of Kane's memories are traumatic.
I spent my 22nd birthday out in the jungle. My wife had sent me at the time a complete birthday kit, the whole ball of wax, the plates and whatnot. I sent out six invitations, myself being the seventh, and it's one of the fun times.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.